sacrifice. Well, you know, he's already told us he's got 60 salespeople down there. He's got 8 managers. He's got 5 kids. He's got 19 grandkids. He's got a wife that's just a beautiful lady. And, I don't think he has to look for something to do on a weekend. But when I asked Paul if he'd come up and share his experience with you and with all the people that are watching this, sitting in their home or at work, he didn't even say, let me think about it. He just said, sure, I'd be glad to, you know. Now, you know, most of us look at sacrifice as losing something. The true meaning of sacrifice is giving up something of a lower nature to receive something of a higher nature. I don't know what Paul would have done this weekend, but I do know last night he said, boy, that was just a great day. He said, what a great audience. He said, I had a wonderful time. So he gave up something of a lower nature, he received something of a higher nature. Now, John and I had an idea some time ago, and we had someone design and make little pin out of gold. Now, it's a little gold pin. It has a wreath. It has a hand holding a torch. This is a torchbearer's pin. And we had decided we would make a lot of people torchbearers, show them that there is compensation in service and sacrifice. And we only had 2 of these pins made, one for John and one for myself. But we thought the first guy that we should make a torchbearer is Paul Hotze. You know? Right here. Yeah.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Bob. Good. This is the only one we got left. So...
Isn't that nice? See how fast you get it back when you give it out? And I'm going to tell you, that was spontaneous. We were talking last night, and I said, the only time you give is when you don't think about it. It's just automatic. It's got to be spontaneous. If you have to think about it, you're trading. I know that John didn't even know I was going to do that. We talked about making Paul the first torchbearer, but he didn't know I was going to do that then, nor did I know he was going to do that. Now, you get locked into this idea. What you want to do is fall in love with what you do. The results you get are the compensation you receive for what you do. Now, there's a difference between expecting something and wanting it. Don't see this as a difficult task.